الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, our cherisher. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayri khalqi kullihimi. Firstly, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this opportunity to come to this masjid and perform our Jummah salah with Jamaat. There are many people out there in different parts of the world, in different countries, in different areas of the world who don't have the opportunity to perform their salah with Jamaat, let alone their Jummah salah with Jamaat. Any salah, indeed, it is a great favor and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has allowed us to come to this masjid and perform our Jummah salah with Jamaat. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If a person to try and count the favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a person, they will never be able to enumerate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a person. How many people we see out there, they have eyes but they cannot see, they have ears but they cannot hear, they have legs but they cannot walk, they have limbs but they are not functional. So all these are favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, which a person should be thanking Allah Ta'ala for every single day. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرَتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرَتُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. If a person is grateful, he shows thanks for the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will increase that person in the bounty and favor. However, on the other hand, if a person is ungrateful, he does not show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties and favors upon him, then Allah Ta'ala's punishment is severe upon such a person. And we find that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا خَرَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ بِرِزْقِ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَيُّطْعِمُونَ. That everything in life in this world has a purpose. The purpose of a car is to take a person from point A to point B. The purpose for us wearing clothes is to cover our body, to cover our satr. The purpose for us coming to this masjid is to perform our salah, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In similar manner, Allah Ta'ala has created us for a reason. And why is what is the reason? وَمَا خَرَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that He has created us so that we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And how we can recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By looking at all the bounty, by looking at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sky, the animals, the birds in the sky, whatever we see around us is inviting us towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us an example in the hadith of a bird to understand who is Razak, who is, because Allah Ta'ala is our sustainer, our nourisher. Everyone today is worried about how they're going to get their money, or how when you go through our business, how we are going to get our money, how we're going to get our sustenance. But all these has been predestined for us in our taqdeer. And we find that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us an example, a beautiful example of a bird. Take the example of a bird. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the example that bird wakes up in the morning, it leaves its nest in the morning, it's a very early part in the morning, and it flies around from here to there, it goes from one place to the next place, and by the evening, by Asr Maghrib time, the bird returns to his nest with its belly full. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to explain that if a person, if a mu'min, if a believer, he had the trust and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like that bird had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am leaving the nest in the morning, and I am going to search for my food, then Allah Ta'ala will provide for this human being like how Allah Ta'ala provides for that bird in the sky. And we find in the story of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, we find that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, if you look at it, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with kingdom over, would rule over the entire world. He had control over the entire world. He could speak to the animals. He could speak to the ants. He could understand the language of the birds. He could understand the language of the jinnat. He had the jinnat under his control. Allah Ta'ala gave him domain and rule over the entire world. So we can well imagine how much power he had at that time. So we find that Sulaiman alayhi wasalam at that time, he made a request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, give me the ability to feed your creation just for one day. Since you have given me, since it's through your mercy and through your bounty that you have granted me such ability and such capabilities, but I just want to feed your creation for one day. So we find that Allah Ta'ala wanted to teach him a lesson. So we find that many, many months went by for the preparation, and we find that it took approximately a couple months for the preparation to take place for this entire da'wah, for this dastarkhan to be laid. It was said that this dastarkhan, this tablecloth, was about a few hundred kilometers long. And finally, the day came where the entire creation, all the animals, all the birds, all the insects, all the human beings who were living at that time, all living creations, all the living creatures who were living at that time, they were called to this da'wah, to this meal. And just about when this meal was about to take place, one fish from the ocean came and it devoured this entire morsel, this entire dastarkhan in one morsel. And this fish told Sulaiman, oh Sulaiman, Allah Ta'ala grants me this three times a day. So Sulaiman alayhi salam understood that the ability to provide, the ability to the sustainer is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, and with us being created as well, we will be faced with challenges, with difficulties, with hardships. You find that around the world, people are going through severe difficulties in Afghanistan, be it in Palestine, be it in Gaza, whatever it is, people are going through severe difficulties and challenges. And Nabi Muhammad gave the example that if one part of the ummah is feeling pain, then the entire body should feel the pain. The example, if the eye is paining the body, then the entire body will feel the pain. In a similar manner, if one part of the ummah is suffering, if one part of the ummah is going through difficulty and hardship, the entire ummah should feel the pain and suffering. Why? Because the ummah is likened to one body. Nabi Muhammad likened his ummah to one body. So we find that a person will go through difficulties and challenges, but Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah Ta'ala will not test a person more than he can bear, more than he can manage. Allah Ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only test a person that which he can manage. And we find that Allah Ta'ala will test us with fear, وَالْخَوْفُ وَالْجُوْءُ وَنَقْصِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala will test us with fear, with loss of life, with loss of produce, with loss of wealth, with loss of merchandise. And but Allah Ta'ala says at the end of the ayat, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, they give glad tidings to those who have patience and sabr at the time of difficulty and hardship. So we find that Allah Ta'ala will test us with our wealth. Allah Ta'ala will test us with our children. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that our wealth and our children are a test for us. So definitely Allah Ta'ala will test us. But we find that how a person goes through his test and his challenges, if a person knows that this test, whatever difficulty I'm going to, be it my children, be it marriage, be it whatever, be it my business, be it my health, be it whatever it is. But every person has some challenge, every person has some problem in his life. But if a person has this frame of mind that whatever happened to me happened because Allah Ta'ala wants it to happen. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمُوتِ. It is part of our belief as a Muslim to believe that whatever happens, whatever good and bad happens because Allah Ta'ala has willed it to happen. So we find if a person, he goes through his phase of life, if he's going through some difficulty and hardship, but in the back of his mind, he goes through his difficulty and hardship, he adopts sabr and patience for the correct reasons, and he presents his problems before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he presents his needs before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not doctor, a person will go, will get some financial assistance, but the first means of turning towards assistance is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we find that if a person has this frame of mind that Allah Ta'ala has put me through this problem, and Allah Ta'ala will not test me more, Allah Ta'ala will not test me more than which I can manage, and by me having sabr and patience in the time of difficulty and hardship, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove me from this problem and difficulty. So we find that if a person, he holds firm unto the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever difficulty and hardship a person is going through, we find that Allah Ta'ala has gave a solution for us in the Quran and Hadith. Where if a person has to look in the Quran and Hadith, we find that if a person is going through a problem or through a difficulty or through a hardship, we find that if a person, he looks in the Quran and Hadith, there is a solution for it. Definitely, for every problem, there is a solution and there is a remedy. So we find that Allah Ta'ala is so kind and Allah Ta'ala is so mercy upon us, that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith that if a person Allah Ta'ala has will for him to reach a certain stage in Jannah, but because of his weak amal, he has insufficient amal to his account. He doesn't have sufficient salah, he doesn't have sufficient zakat, he doesn't have enough amal to take him to the stage in Jannah which Allah Ta'ala wants him to get there. So what Allah Ta'ala does through his infinite wisdom and mercy, through his grace, Allah Ta'ala will put this person through some difficulty and hardship. Allah Ta'ala will test him with wealth, Allah Ta'ala will test him with children, Allah Ta'ala will test him with various different kinds of things. But through that person having sabr and patience at the time of difficulty and hardship, this person places his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of difficulty, at the time of hardship. And just through this person's mere sabr and patience, Allah ta'ala will grant that person that same level of Jannah, which he is unable to get because of his weak amal, but because of sabr, because of having patience at the time of difficulty and hardship, Allah ta'ala will grant that person that same level which he was supposed to get in Jannah. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for a limited time. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran that every person will have to taste death, he will have to pass away. And when a person passes away, he will not take anything with him. He will leave his family, he will leave his children, he will leave his wealth, everything behind. And the only thing that will matter in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only thing that will matter is our good amal, our salah, our zakat, our good character, our good dealings with people, our good akhlaq, whatever it is, our good manners in this world. We find that this will make the biggest difference, and this will only make a difference on the day of Qiyamah. Nothing else. Allah Ta'ala, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. So we find that like a person, the example is given, the person from a child, he goes to school. Then after school, he goes to university. Then after that, he has to look for a job. He has to provide for his family. Sometimes he has to work from 8 to 5. He has to work in the morning. He has to come back to his family. Then after that, he has to go through the various challenges of life. In a similar manner, a person, he has to also make an effort for the akhirah, which is forever. And why? Because a person is making effort for this life, which is 60, 70, 80, maybe 100 years a person will live. Thereafter, he will pass away. But we find that a person, he makes an effort for the akhirah, which is forever. Like how a person makes an effort for this dunya, he goes to work, he provides for his family, he works hard, he studies hard. In a similar manner, if a person makes an effort for the akhirah, which is forever and ever, which is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that then our life in the qabr, we find that the only way of life that will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other way of life will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find to understand the reality of this world, to understand what this world is, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he gives a beautiful example of a person. This person is walking in the jungle, and as he's walking, he sees a lion. And when he sees the lion, he starts to run for his life, obviously, because he's scared. And as he's running from the lion, he slips and falls into a well. And as he is falling into a well, he manages to grab hold of some rope that is hanging from the well. And he's holding onto dear life, onto this rope which is hanging from the well. And beneath him is a huge serpent with its mouth wide open, waiting for him to fall. And after some while, he notices there is two mice, a black mouse and a white mouse, which starts to nibble upon or start to eat upon the rope, which is only support, which is hanging from. These two mice start to nibble upon and eat upon the rope that which is hanging from. And not soon after that, after some while, he notices a beautiful honeycomb, which is in front of him in the well. And he puts his finger to taste the honey. And as he puts his finger into the mouth to taste the honey, the sweetness of the honey makes him forget about the lion, about the serpent, about everything that's around him. He becomes oblivious. In a similar manner, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah goes on to explain that the lion resembles death. That death will always be following a person wherever he may be, whether he is at home, whether he's on holiday, but we find that death will be chasing a person, and he cannot escape it. The huge serpent represents a person's grave, which a person will have to fall in one day. The rope is a person's life. The white mouse and the black mouse, they represent the day and night, which eat upon a person's life every single day, every single moment. The clock is ticking, and it is eating, and it is consuming our time. And we find that the honeycomb represents this dunya. We find that when a person, he gets involved in his dunya, he forgets about everything which is around him. He forgets about the akhirah, he forgets about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes oblivious. Why? Because that's the nature of this dunya. Innamal hayatu dunya la'ibu wa lahw. And we find that shaitan took a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will try and mislead man to the best of his capability. He will come from behind, from on top, from the two sides. Allah ta'ala says that shaitan took a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will try and mislead man. He will try and take man away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you find that Allah ta'ala says that those who choose not to listen to shaitan and those who choose to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who choose to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people will be the successful ones. And these people, Allah ta'ala's special mercy and favor will be upon them and they will be saved from the plots of shaitan. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this beautiful gift of life, the gift of iman. We find that this iman is such a priceless gift. There can be no price tag attached to his iman. A person can have everything of his world. A person can have all the money, all the luxuries of the world. But if a person, Allah ta'ala hasn't blessed him with the quality of iman, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the most unsuccessful person. Why? Because he will enter Jahannam forever and ever. On the other hand, a person, Allah ta'ala hasn't blessed him with much of this world. He lives a simple life. He eats simple food. He has a simple family. He eats the most basic things, but in the heart, Allah ta'ala has blessed him with iman. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the most successful person. Why? Because he will enter Jannah forever and ever, and he will be successful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that Allah ta'ala has granted us ability. Allah ta'ala granted us ability. He gave us life. He gave us health. He gave us wealth. So how these things can be utilized for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, a person has need. A person will have to... A person will have to go to work, a person will have to go to a shop, a person will have to spend time with his family, a person will have to take a holiday, a person will have to purchase a car. All these are part of human being. All these things are part of human nature and part of life. But the main thing and the main objective is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to keep in mind that whatever I'm doing because I have to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to please Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If anything I'm doing is taking me away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this thing will not be good for me. Why? Because it is taking me away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala make it easy for all those who are suffering around the world, especially in Palestine, in Gaza. Allah ta'ala make it easy for all those who are suffering around the world. And if you look at it, how much of gratitude and thanks and how much shukr we should make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah hasn't put us in that situation which those people are suffering. We find that how much shukr we should make that Allah ta'ala granted us clothes, Allah ta'ala granted us a roof of our head, Allah ta'ala granted us food, Allah ta'ala granted us water, Allah ta'ala granted us everything which we can imagine which other people of the world do not have. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala make it easy for all those who are suffering around the world, be it whichever part of the world, and may He make it a means for us to open our eyes and realize that this world will have to come to an end one day, and the only thing that will come to us in our grave, in our qabr, is our good amal, our good actions, and nothing else will matter before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides our good amal and our good actions. We make dua to Allah ta'ala that Allah make it easy for all those who are suffering around the world, and accept all those good ibadah, good efforts of deen that are taking place around the world. And we all know that the next month inshallah the Islam will be taking place. For the same reason that how we can reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can get the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our life. For this, inshallah, the next month on the 8th, 9th and 10th of August, the Ijtima will be taking place. And we find that all these programs will be taking place in our area. It is in our area, in Durban, in the Durban area. And we find that all these programs will be taking place for our benefit and for the benefit of mankind at large. May Allah grant us the ability to practice. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.